Hello to all my chavarim, yeshiva Torah's motion around the world. We continue on our shir in Mishnayos, Maseches Rosh Hashanah. We're at the Perek Gimel, Mishnah Aleph, which in the Gemara is on Daf Chaf Hei Amid Beis. Just as an introduction, this Mishnah is going to talk about if Bezdin themselves saw the moon, what happens. And then it's going to go on for the next two parakim about the Dinim of Rosh Hashanah. So the first Sral asks, why did they put this Mishnah here together with the two parakim that are dealing with the Rosh Hashanah itself? Should have gone in the first two prakim, which was dealing about Kiddush HaChodesh, just like this one. So why is this together with the two prakim dealing with the dinim of the shofar? And he says that the reason is, according to his understanding, based on the Rashi and Daf Lamed Amid Beis, that in the time of the Kiddush HaChodesh, when the people used to do it based on the seeing of the new moon, as when the nighttime came of Chav Tes El, already they started treating it as if it was Rosh Hashanah, that it was Kodesh. And the next day as well, they treated it as Rosh Hashanah. That maybe Adam will come during the day, and that day would Taka turn out to be Rosh Hashanah, so they had to treat it as Rosh Hashanah. So they would make Kiddush, they would daven the tefillah as Rosh Hashanah, they'd blow the shofar. And that's why this Tana put this Mishnah together with the Prakim dealing with Rosh Hashanah, because you might think, since it's talking about Bezdin seeing the moon, and people already acted as if this whole day is Rosh Hashanah, maybe it's like a Pirsum Milsa already, and we don't have to do an actual, we don't have to be a Ma'aber if we didn't get a chance to finish up the Kiddush HaChodesh. That's what the Mishnah is coming to tell you, that no, you have to go through the whole procedure of the Kiddush HaChodesh, regardless if Bezdin saw it, and it still won't be Rosh Hashanah until they declare it that it was a new moon. So the Mishnah starts, Ra'u Bezdin v'chol Yisrael. The whole Bezdin and everybody from Klal Yisrael saw the moon. Rav says this was the night of the 30th, because you might think that since, as we said before, since the Bezdin, everybody saw it, so it's obvious that it's Rosh Chodesh and it's Rosh Hashanah. You don't have to do Mirkadosh. It's telling you that if the nighttime came and it was ready, they didn't have a chance to say Mekudesh, then you have to be Ma'aber the next, wait till the next day, we make Rosh Hashanah to be Lamed Aleph. The first Israel says, even if they saw it during the day of the 30th, then you would say, maybe it's Adis, you can do Adis in the day. Still, we don't say it unless they actually went through the procedure. Ritva says, when it says Kol Yisrael, it means a great portion of Klal Yisrael. And the mission continues, so they saw, everybody saw it, Nechiru Adim, v'lo speak along with Mekudesh Asher Chashecha. As Rashi says, or, not only if Bezdin and everybody saw it, or Adam did come and they were checked out, but the Bezdin didn't get an opportunity yet to say Mekudesh until it was right nightfall. And Taisi Jantov explains, nightfall means Tseisel Chachavim, seeing three stars. So, as Rashi explained, that they didn't get a chance to say Mekudesh until it was the night of the 31st already, then we have to make it an Ibur Chodesh. The next day is Rosh Hashanah or Rosh Chodesh. We might have thought, since the Chakiris Adim was like the beginning of the din, and Mekudesh, that they're going to say is like the Gemar din, you're allowed to do a Gemar din at nighttime, so maybe you should Mekudesh at night. So we're telling you, no, we're only Mekudesh the Chodesh, we don't Mekudesh the Chodesh at night. But if, let's say, the 30th night they saw the moon close before it was nighttime, it was with Shkia Sachama, and there was time during the day to say Mekudesh before Tseis L'chavim, you are Mekudesh it, because it's not nighttime until Tseis. Tseis is Riki Yeager, brings the Tori Evan, it doesn't say Mekudesh here, this part of the Mishnah. It says, V'lo speak Lomer Mekudesh. And in the later part of the Mishnah, we'll get to see, it uses that Lashon Mekudesh. So what's the difference between the two of them? Because here we're talking about, we didn't get a chance for the Rosh of the Bezdin to say Mekudesh. But if you did, and the people didn't get a chance to answer Mekudesh or Kodesh, it still would work. It still would be a good Kiddush HaChodesh. Because the fact that the Klal Yisrael answers Mekudesh or Kodesh is not really part of the din. The main part is that the Rosh Bezdin says Mekudesh. But in the Sefer, we're talking about L'chadchila, what you should do. And L'chadchila, the people should answer Mekudesh. And also he brings from the Rashba that if night was this Mont Kiddush, and they were already nechering they already checked out the Edom in the day, and they get a chance to say Mekudesh, you might then want to say you can make Kiddush the new moon at night. But since we know this is din, this is not, you're not Mekadesh at night, so then you can't say, okay, we saw everything, we checked out the Edim during the daytime of the 30th. We couldn't do it at the night. But the next day, let's be Mekadesh it based on what we did. They already testified the day before. No, since we have a time which wasn't right to make Kiddush interposed, so we don't accept the Edim from the day before. So we say here, that if Bezdin or a big majority of Klal Yisrael saw the moon, and they didn't get a chance to say Mekudesh, HaRezim Ober, no, we have to wait till the next day, and it's an extra day in the month. The Rav Mehilchos Kiddush HaChodesh Perek Beis Halacha Zayin says, if they didn't say Mekudesh on the 30th day, the 31st day becomes a Rosh Chodesh, even without any announcement. The Sefer HaSkaris Daf Mem Aleph says, according to this pshat, we don't have to say Mekudesh, that you don't have to say Mekudesh, you just need the decision of the Bezdin that it should be Mekudesh. So here we're talking about they didn't have a chance to finish their decisions, and that's what we're talking about here. Not they didn't have a chance to say Mekudesh, they didn't have a chance to decide on what was the best way to go. Mishnah continues, Ro Bezdin Bilvad, if only Bezdin saw it. Rashi says there's no one to give Edus in front, only them. And we're not going back on the first part of the Mishnah that it was close to nightfall. But we're talking about the time that it was time to make Kiddush HaChodesh. But we don't have anybody to testify besides the Bezdin. As the Meiri says, that when you say Ro'u Bezdin Bovad, that we're talking about all 71 of them, or even part of them. As Taisus Daf Chaf Hamad Beis, Divrei Maaskol Ro'u says we're talking about a Bezdin of 23, not necessarily the Bezdin HaGadol. So what do we do? These are the only ones who saw and nobody else to give Edus. Yamdu Shnayim Ve'idu, two of them get up and give testimony, Rashi says, even though they all saw it. And the Rav says, the Mishnah is talking about that they saw it at night of the night of the 30th, and you can't be Mekadesh at night. So the next day, two people should get up and give testimony, because if we're not going to give testimony, who on whose basis are we going to make a Kiddush HaChodesh? But if Bezdin saw it close to Shkias HaChama, when there was still time to say Mekudesh, they should be Mekadesh right away just based on their seeing it. We don't have to have any of them stand up and give testimony, because Lo Teishmiya, that you hear from the Edim, Gedolimei Riyah, if they saw it, it's better than having Edim give testimony. Because by Kiddush HaChodesh, it doesn't say Edus, it just says Kazera Eva Kadesh. All they had to do was see it, and they can make Kiddush as long as it was time. We didn't have to wait till the next day. They could give Kiddush, make Kiddush Chodesh right then without any testimony. But if they had to wait till the next day, then they need two of them to get up and testify. First Israel says, two of the people of the Bezdin get up and give testimony in front of the other Dayanim, the rest who saw it. And the Gemara in Shulchan Aruch Lamed Aleph says, Edom always have to stand when they give Edus. We learn from the Pasuk in Dvarim Perek Yutes Pasuk Yitzayim, V'amdu Shnei Ha'Nashim. So, V'yomer Mekudesh Mekudesh. Kahati says, the Rosh Bezdin is Mekudesh, and the Am who is there say Mekudesh Mekudesh. Remember, this is the Chachila way, but as we said in the Breisha, that if the Rosh Bezdin said Mekudesh, we never have a chance for everybody else to say Mekudesh Mekudesh, it's still good enough. Now, the Mishnah says, Ro'u Shlosha Ve'im Bezdin, what if three people only saw, but they are Bezdin? The Ritva says, they're from the Bezdin HaGadol. Yamdu HaShnayim, two of them should get up. Tosfos Yanta says, here all we have is three, we say HaShnayim, because they're known which three we're talking about. There's two and there's one. And they must probably not all be three on the same exact level. One must be better than the other. So he sits sitting. But in the Reisha, when they're all, the whole 23, and there's no two specifically which ones that are going to be standing up, there just says Shnayim. But he brings also that in the Mishnah, in the Rishami, it does say Shnayim, it doesn't say HaShnayim here. Okay, continue. Yoshivu Mechavreim Isla Yochid. And then they put two other Dayanim next to the one who's still sitting. Rav says, even though normally we say Yochid is Mumcha to Dan, even by himself, Kiddush HaChodesh, you don't do by one person. There's no Mumcha any bigger than Moshe Rabbeinu. And still, Kadosh Baruch Hu said you needed to have Aaron with him. As it says in Shmuel's prayer, Yud Gimel Pasuk Aleph, Vayom Hashem Moshe Aaron, HaChodesh is Alachem. So, we mentioned you have to have those two. And Tosfos says, Ein Vest and Shokol, you add a third, so you need to have three Dayanim. One by himself is not good enough. The Pharisee says, you need a Besen of three. As Meiri says, we might have thought that the Meiri, that the three that saw the moon were the most chashuv of the Sanhedrin, because if not the case, the three would just go to in front of the Sanhedrin. But if they're chashuvim, they're special chashuvim, it's not for their cover to go give edus in front of everybody else. Therefore, one of them, the most chashuv, stays part of the Beis Din, with at least two others that's in front of which the other two who saw it give testimony. The Omri, the mission says, what they say, Mekudash, Shein HaYachid Neman Al Yidei Atzmo. After they say Mekudash HaKudash, one person himself isn't Neman to do the Kiddush HaKudash. Rashi says, he's not Neman to say Mekudash by himself, therefore we have to have two other of the Talmid Chachamim to be the Beis Din with him. Miri says, if three of them saw it in the daytime, they can be Mekadosh HaKodesh without Mekudosh Mekudosh, unless they want to give kavod to one of their Chaverim who is sitting in front of them in Beis Din, and give him the chance to do it. Okay, now we're continuing on Parak Gimel Mishnah Beis, which is the Gemara's Daf Chaf Vav and Aleph. Kol HaShofar K'sherim, all types of Shofars are kosher. Rashi says, Shofros, it means whether it's from a ram or it's from a wild goat. And the Ramban says even of a calf or a domesticated goat. And the Meiri says the one from the wild goat is straight, and the one of the ram and the kivsa and the goat and the sheep and the goat, they are curved. The Ran says the word shofar comes from shofaris, which is a hollow tube. But shofar, that is a shofar mitzri, would not be usable, because there you have to carve out in order to blow it. So it has to be something which is naturally hollow. So all shofars are good, chutz mishel para, except from a cow, for Israel says, and certainly an ox, which is closer looking to an egel. And we said, since the egel was the prosecutor by in the Midbar, in Kategir, and Asa Sanegir, you can't then use the horn from that to be the defender for Klal Yisrael. Why? Inesha hu keren, as Rashov says, the para's thing on top of its head is called a keren, not a shofar. And the only and it's not called a shofar, as it says in Varam Perek Lamed Gimel, Pasuk Yud Zayin, Bechor Shoro Hadolo V'Karnei Re'em. Karen of. So the Karen of the Shar is called the Karen. And by Rosh Hashanah we need the Shofar. As it says in Yikra Perakov Hey, we have Artem Shofar Truah. And we learn Rosh Hashanah from Yovel. There it's talking about Yovel, Artem Shofar Truah, Bechol Arzachem. And we learn Rosh Hashanah from Yovel. Tosfos Yontif says the Mishnah is emphasizing a para because the Pasuk Bechor Shoro. Is the male of the para. And therefore the Mishnah is mentioning specifically that the para is also included with something which you can't be yotze on Rosh Hashanah. The pasuk says shar, and the Mishnah has to tell you that also the para is similar to the shar, you can't use its horn. Meiri says the karen of a par is right to use for the shofar, but the karen of the shofar is not right to use. Oh, the karen of the pyre would be better to use than the shars, but in any event, neither of them are okay to use. Amar Rabbi Yossi, v'alo kol ha-shofaris nikra karen, shenemar mishol karen yovel. Don't we see in Yeshua parak vav, parak pasuk hey, that all shofaris are called a karen? It says b'mishol b'karen yovel, as it extends out the sound from the horn of the Yovel. What is the Yovel? It doesn't mean the 50th year Yovel we're talking about. We're talking about a physical creature. As Rav says, Yovel is a male. As Rav Yakiva says, when I went overseas, Galia, they would call a male animal the Yovela. So we see, even though the Shofar of an Isle, we see that the Shofar of an Isle is also called a Keren. says here, the male aisle is called, its appendage is called a Karen. The Rabbanan answer, no. All shofars are called Karen, but para is only called a Karen, but it's not called a shofar. So we don't look at what they're all called. We looked at, does any of them called a shofar? And of a power, it's not called a shofar. The halacha is like the chachamim. Taisus adaf chafavim and alaf terimas uha yibin shoch asks, why didn't you bring the pasuk from Yisuk? It says by Bereishis perachav beis. It was bisvach b'karnav. The aisle was held in the bush by karnav. So we see there it's called a karen, and they wanted to bring the other pasuk because there it says shofar. It says the end of the pasuk, kishamachem is called hashofar. Okay, not just the first part in shoch karen ayovel. The end of the pasuk is kishamachem is called hashofar. And the Miri says there are gerzes that actually bring the end of the pasuk in our Mishnah. Continuing on, Paragimel Mishnah Gimel in the Gemara and Daf Chaf Vav Beis, shofar of Rosh Hashanah shoyal pashut. The shofar of Rosh Hashanah is from a yael, a flat a horn of the yael. And the Rav says, yael, we'll see in a second what it is, but the Rav says it's flat because in tefillah you want pashtus. The Rashi says the yael is a wild goat, which is a chaya, and Taisus brings from the Aruch, no, it's talking about a sheep, a female sheep, and its karen is flat. It's normally flat. This Verisrael says, since we're talking about tefillah and remembrance, whatever is more pashut, it's more merutza from all, to save us from all the gzeres of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that's even better. Rabban says, the Tana isn't saying we have to use from the wild goat, whoever the Yael is, but it's just an example to an animal whose horns are flat. But even though this whole mission is talking about flat horns, the Shulchan Aruch Chayin Tavkuf Simon Tavkuf Pei Vav Sif Aleph says Shofar Rosh Hashanah Mitzvaso Bishel Ayel V'Kafuf. The shofar of Rosh Hashanah should be of a ram. It should be bent, as the Mishnah Berurah of Cotton Base says there. LeZecher Akedis Yitzchak. That's what we want to remember, the Ayel from Akedis Yitzchak. And included in that also would be the horn of a female sheep, but it's better to use the from the aisle because that's more of a secher to the aisle of Yitzchak. And as if Cotton Gil Mishnah Berurah says, reason why we want it curved, we should bend our hearts to a Kaddish Baruch Hu. In Dirshu Os number 4, he says when there is a shofar that's bent, that doesn't have a good sound to it, and there's another shofar which it has a better sound, but it isn't bent. Reb Nissen Karelis and Chut Sheni Rosh Hashanah Amud Nun Tes says it's better to be mishtamish with the one which is bent, because bent is mentioned in the Mishnah. We'll see, I think it's Mishnah Hay coming up, and it's better on for hiddur mitzvah to use than the hiddur mitzvah of the shofar which has a good sound to it. Meiri says that the shofar of a Yael is a little bent, but not as bent as a keves, as a sheep. And then the Mishnah says, "Upif mitzupa zahav," the mouth area would be covered in gold. Rashi and the Rav say we're talking about in the mikdash, what they used to blow. The Verse 12 says, "Not exactly where you put your mouth on top to attach your body to the shofar, but putting your mouth on that spot there, it didn't have gold. That would make it possible." Okay, and also we don't do it because ein kateger nasa saneger. It has to be not in the place where your mouth is up. It's covered all over with gold up until the mouthpiece, where the sound comes out, and where the sound comes out. And it says also in the base, make the shtei chatzosus menatzdadim. They have two trumpets on the side of the person blowing the shofar. Tiferes Yisrael says those were silver trumpets, like they were in times of Moshe. And he brings from the Gemara and Chafavim and Aleph that just in the Mikdash it says in the Pasuk and Tehillim, Perek Sarches, Pasuk Vav, Bechatzros, Ros, Vekol Shofar, Haria, Lifnei, Melech Hashem. When you're in front of a Kaddish Baruch Hu in the base of Mikdash, you blow with the Chatzotros and the Shofar. The Mishnah says, Shofar Marech, Chatzotros, Mechatzros, the Shofar blast would stay long, and the Chatzotro is blowing would be shorter, Rashi Rav say, because after the Chatzotro has finished their blowing, you can still hear the call of the shofar. Tosis Yantif brings from the Gemara Chav Zayin Mat Aleph. It's a Heker B'Alma to tell you that the mitzvah is with the shofar. And even though we normally say trei kol of the Mishdame, you can't hear two things that are blowing at the same time or making noise at the same time. You can't pick out which one you want. Here we're talking about it's more chaviv to him, as Rashi says. It's something new, it's chadosh hilo. So he's going to put a lot of attention into it to make sure he hears it. And the Mishnah ends, Shemitzvah Sayyom B'Shofar, the reason why we make the shofar blast longer, because the mitzvah of the day is with shofar, as the first rule says. That's why the one which is more chashev is in the middle between the two chatotzros, and that's why the voice is lengthened more than the others, to tell you that's the ikra. This is Chacham say that the shofar is mentioned in the Torah in Midbar Parakhaptes Pasuk Aleph, and the Chatzotzros, as we say, is in Ksuvim in Tehillim, so that we see also that the shofar is more important. That's a shiur for today. Any questions, comments, complaints, you could reach me at Sheldon_Rothman@yahoo.com or call me at 052-244-9331. Have a good day.